It is. It's nice to have your company wherever you are. Great to have Sherelle with us. If you just joined us, Dale Morris to join us after 8 o'clock. But Smacker's going to stick around with us till 8:30 before she dominates the cricket world again there at Cricket Victoria in her new role. But we want to talk about a bit of basketball news. But it's not just basketball news. I think this is going to be a conversation that a lot of sporting administrators are going to have and deal with from a playing perspective in the next little while. It's the vaccination conversation. The New Zealand Breakers had to part company with Ty Webster the other day. It was a mutual parting of ways, says the announcement. Keen to find out more about it because Ty decided that he didn't want to be vaccinated, as is his right. Matt Walsh, the CEO of the New Zealand Breakers, who joins us to talk about that. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. This is a really interesting conversation from my perspective because you guys are the first ones from in the, sort of the local scene, the Trans-Tasman scene, to have an athlete affected by their decision to not want to be vaccinated for the COVID virus. And now you've mutually parted ways. How do we get to this point, Matt? Tell us your story, your angle on this story.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, while the news came out last week, this is something that wasn't a big surprise or shock for us. We've been working with all of our players in Thai since the end of the season in early June on a plan to get vaccinated. If their plan was to get vaccinated, we supplied all the guys with our team doctor's information so they could reach out and get all the information they needed. At the end of the day, we got to a point where we're in mid-September. Thai gave us a final answer that he had zero plans to get vaccinated. And then we had an open and honest conversation. And all indications are that there's going to be very limited travel for people who elect not to get the vaccination. There's also going to be limits on entering sporting venues, certainly interstate travel in Australia, and definitely the Trans-Tasman bubble. So for us, when we talked through all those things, the fact that Ty had absolutely no plans to get vaccinated, we spoke with Ty, we spoke with his representatives, and it became clear what's best for both sides is to part ways.
So is that, I mean, that's, he's losing his job effectively because he won't get vaccinated or doesn't want to get vaccinated, as I said before, which is his right to do so. I mean, what happens from there? Do you have to pay him out? How does it work? Because is he in breach of contract? How does it work from your end?
No, and you know, the conversation was very much how I just put it. It was from his perspective. He's electing not to get vaccinated because he thinks that's what's best for him. Totally fair enough. You know, I don't believe it's my job as an employer to tell someone you have to get vaccinated. I'll leave that to the government or the league. And from our perspective, he couldn't travel. So it wasn't, hey, you no longer have a job. It was, he wants to pursue his basketball career somewhere else. Where he'll be able to do that without being vaccinated, I'm not sure. I don't know that there's any major league in the world that he can.
Yeah.
So it was just a parting of ways. There was no payout. There was no, you know, he's not going to be able to provide services for us. He wants to do that elsewhere. And it was just a mutual decision. It was, you know, I know when you break up, it's very rarely truly a mutual decision. This really was. This was what's best for both sides.
I'm sure it was really tough for the club because he had such a great season last year, signed a two-year deal in July. And I think it is a really important distinction to make, Matt, that this was not a mandate from either the league or the club that you have to get vaccinated to participate. It is just the fact that he won't be able to perform the duties required of this role because he won't be able to travel. And I think that when we look at this, we try and take the emotion out of it. That is just the reality of the world we live in at the moment.
That's exactly right. And that's what that's why the conversations were so clear and it became clear what direction we were headed because, you know, while there hasn't been a mandate yet, all the premiers in Australia, all the indications that we're hearing in terms of the Trans-Tasman bubble are that there's just going to be no travel for people who are unvaccinated. So this definitely wasn't the club mandating everyone else had to get vaccinated. And I will say that all of our other players and staff are vaccinated. But, you know, this was Ty's choice. And, I've said it a number of times. As an athlete, sometimes you have to make hard choices that you feel like are best for yourself and your family. And Ty felt that. And then, you know, you live with the consequences. The consequences for the club are, unfortunately, we're going to miss a really good player. And the consequences for Ty are, you know, he can't play in the NBL for at least the next 2 years because that's the duration of the remaining of his contract. And I don't know that there's other places. I know he can't go play in most places in Europe either. So, you know, we wish Ty the best. We remain open to him returning if things change. But, you know, at this point, I think that's very unlikely.
Yeah, and the season is about to kick off not that far away, actually, November 18. It'll come rushing at us. It does sound like the season will get underway in Australia. Is that what you're planning towards?
Yeah, certainly. As optimistic as we have been this offseason, given the current climate of COVID, there's no chance that the Trans-Tasman bubble will be open then. So we're preparing and working with the league to get a home over in Australia for at least the first month or two of the season. And we're, crossing our fingers that at some point we'll be able to return home and we won't go through what we did last year, which was, 5.5 months in Australia and 9 different moves.
Yeah, it was a big campaign, no doubt, and much appreciated by the entire league. We've spoken to Jeremy Lolliger about that sort of stuff through the journey as well. So you've done a great job for the competition. I just think this is a fascinating conversation in sport. You were the first ones that sort of have made headlines with this decision with Ty, as you say, a mutual decision. Illawarra have followed suit with parting ways with their import, Travis Trice. And we're going to have situations in sports all across the world, but certainly in our local regions in New Zealand and Australia, Matt, that athletes will not want to be, for various reasons, vaccinated, and there's going to be some outcomes like this. So you might just lead the charge, mate, and we'll see what happens through the journey, but we appreciate your time and clarifying the story for us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. Stay safe over there.
Yeah, we will do. You too. And good luck for the season for the New Zealand Breakers. Matt Walsh, the CEO, with us. As I mentioned, Travis Trice, Illawarra Hawks, have parted company yesterday as well on the back of this. This is interesting.
It is.
Really interesting.
And it's one of those things that I think you'll find that whether it's players' associations or even clubs, that they don't have to necessarily mandate vaccination because there'll be a scenario where they're just not going to be able to travel. They're not going to be able to get into particular venues. They're not actually going to be able to participate in their team's performance because of decisions that are actually made around them. So it means that they don't have to mandate anything themselves. It'll just become a common sense thing. You just won't be able to play.
The government will get involved.
That's right.
It's out of their hands.
Exactly.
So they don't have to, yeah. It's interesting.